Albion Online, seriously playable on mobile. A post by Koenig from May 10, 2024 on koenig.net. Albion Online, seriously playable on mobile? Reviewing the MMO on a smartphone. Does the complex game work on the go? One world, many devices. That's the slogan still displayed on Albion Online's loading screen. The one world has since become three. And even though the game isn't yet available on many consoles, it runs on Android and iOS in addition to Windows, macOS, and Linux, and thus on the Steam Deck. Since the Steam Deck's release, it has controller support on all platforms, in addition to the existing touchscreen controls on mobile devices. The question of this post is still whether you can reasonably play Albion Online on a smartphone. I tested this with both the touchscreen and a Backbone One controller on my iPhone 15 Pro Max. On the iPhone 15 Pro Max, at least, I have no complaints about the game's performance. At maximum settings, the game runs consistently at 60 FPS. It drops a bit in crowded cities, but the iPhone screen's variable refresh rate keeps things looking mostly smooth. A major problem, however, is the display's brightness, especially when playing on the go. Even the bright screen of the iPhone 15 Pro Max can't compete with sunlight, making it hard to see what's happening in the game. A positive here is the option to adjust the in-game brightness as well. This brightens all colors, making dark scenes in particular much more playable. The trade-off is that you have to put up with garish colors. For me, it's a good compromise that I'm happy to make. The controls, especially via touchscreen, reveal the iPhone's next problem. Even though the Max model has a huge display for a smartphone, it's very small compared to a PC monitor. On this small screen, you also have to display and operate menus, skills, and the D-pad. In my opinion, Sandbox Interactive has done a good job arranging the controls. What's impossible to solve, however, is the fact that you always have both thumbs on or over the display, obscuring part of it. As a result, you can't see anything in the bottom two corners of the game and can more easily miss enemies. Controllers offer a solution to this problem. In my case, the Backbone One, which I can clip my iPhone into, placing the controls to the left and right of the screen, similar to a Nintendo Switch. The game recognized the controller immediately and displays the corresponding button mapping over the UI elements. There's no custom mapping, but the controller support is still in beta. It's also a shame that the virtual D-pad isn't hidden when a controller is detected. But fundamentally, the controller support works perfectly. The developer has put a lot of effort into making the game playable on mobile devices. It's still an MMO with inventory management and lots of menus. When using the controller, I often still use the touchscreen to operate the game, as it's easier in some situations. Examples include the inventory, the market, or aiming while fishing. I must admit, though, that I'm a diehard PC gamer and rarely play with controllers. I'm not used to them and probably not the ideal tester. Other people play Call of Duty with a controller or touchscreen on their smartphone. In safe zones or solo dungeons, playing on the iPhone works well for me. I was able to easily farm leather and fish during my vacation to get my daily bonus. I didn't find buildcrafting to be ideal, partly because I lack direct access to a browser. Inventory management is also fiddly on a smartphone screen. For simple, relaxed gameplay, Albion Online is great even on a smartphone, but I wouldn't want to do more complex dungeons or PvP with it. Maybe I just lack practice with controller and touch controls. The combination of controller and touch worked well for me, and as an additional option, mobile devices are a good supplement. But just a supplement, not a full-fledged alternative to the PC. At least for me.